The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
People who were listening to the show yesterday would have heard Blind Boy, Boat Club of the Rubber Bandits, speaking to me about cannabis and making the argument that legalising it would be a good thing. And we had a huge reaction to that interview, people in agreement or disagreement, and people just sharing their own experience as well of cannabis use. And James was one of those who got in touch with us on the show, and he joins me now on the line. James, you are a cannabis user, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I've probably been using for maybe approximately 10 years at this point.
When did you start using cannabis?
Probably would have been when I would have started college, so maybe 18 or 19. But it would have been a gradual process to getting to the point of being dependent on it or addicted to it. At the start, it's just seen as a, you know, as people would say, a soft drug. There's no real side effects to actually taking it. Well, maybe some people can get a bit anxious in that. But at the start, it was maybe once or twice a week kind of a thing in college. And gradually over the years, it kind of morphed into a near daily activity, then to a daily activity, to the point where you are dependent on it to just kind of feel normal, I suppose, in a way.
When you started, was it the way a lot of people, I suppose, first experience it in college or whenever it is? It's just you're with friends and someone is passing a joint around, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's probably how it would have started, just between a group of friends. Might have been a party, or might have just been watching a match or something like that. But yeah, and where you can get dependent on it without even realizing, that's I suppose what one point I would say, where, you know, you mightn't think you're becoming dependent on it, but you actually are, just from the overuse or abuse of it. So as in, the more you're smoking, the more you might enjoy the feeling. So it becomes a habit of, I feel like I might have a smoke a joint and I'll relax this evening, where that becomes a habit. You need to have a joint to relax in the evenings. Then it gets to the point where you need to smoke a joint to fall asleep. And the nights that you don't have it, you could, you know, where insomnia can be a big issue, where you could just lie awake for most of the night, if not all of it. And it's just a kind of a vicious circle.
And you wouldn't have realised this was happening at the time, but now that when you look back, like, is there a point at which you realise that it was becoming a problem for you? Like, when you see that, you know, with hindsight now, that was when I started using it with other groups of friends or buying it myself. Can you, looking back now, when did all that happen?
Yeah, I suppose it probably would have been even maybe towards the end of college or just after it, even when I would have been working. As you say, when it gets to a problem, when it's not a social thing anymore, when you are smoking on your own, and it's not like people would have a few cans and sit down on a Saturday night, but where it's, well, obviously people do that, but even with the way it would have gone from having a couple of joints on one or two evenings a week to needing it to kind of just to feel all right. But it would have been maybe a couple of years after initially starting where it would have developed into a full-blown dependency.
And what impact did all that start having on your life, James, and on the rest of your life outside of smoking cannabis, is what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely would have even had an impact while I was in college, obviously, even just my academic performance while doing the course. I imagine if I had never touched it and was worked harder, even though I would have ended up completing the course, but I could have done a lot more if I hadn't been starting to become dependent on cannabis. during that time. My results probably affected job opportunities afterwards, really. Even to now, where even though I'm qualified and I'm working, but where I could have ended up doing a lot more. But it's a kind of a thing as well, where even I can say during those years it was I would have enjoyed it, but at the same time you don't realize it's the kind of damage you're doing subconsciously to yourself. You can develop anxiety and depression just from smoking cannabis. It can be a kind of a long drawn out process before you develop real symptoms, but cannabis can definitely have an effect, can contribute to it.
What damage did it do to you?
Well, initially I'd probably say I probably would have had issues with anxiety and some bit of depression before I would have started smoking, so I was probably using it to self-medicate in a way. But where it would have ended up having an impact on just my social life as well, where you wouldn't end up going out because you'd prefer to stay in or go somewhere where you knew you could smoke. So it was just kind of limited social opportunities, and kind of eventually kind of just where that has an impact on your kind of overall confidence.
You say about self-medicating, it's interesting, that's something Blind Boy spoke about on the show quite a bit yesterday as well. I mean, had you ever sought any help or advice with regards to anxiety or anything like that?
When I was younger, no, probably not. Since then, I suppose I would have kind of ignored those kind of feelings at the time, even though that would have been nearly 10 years ago now. But, you know, when I would have started smoking cannabis, I realized, I feel a bit better after I've had this. It's you kind of lose your these kind of negative feelings for, well, obviously it's only for a limited time, but that's where the dependency can, well, for me anyway, would have started from, where, you know, I wouldn't have been, you smoke it and you forget about your worries for that day or whatever is on your mind or whatever deadlines you have coming up. It's kind of just one of those things where it's kind of helped you in forgetting life's problems, but at the back of your mind, you knew that it was a cop out, really. Like, but it's just so hard to kind of get out of that habit. Then,
has it impacted on family relationships? I mean, you know, do your family, for example, know how much you smoke?
No, probably not. I suppose you would end up quite a good lawyer, I suppose, really. Finding different ways of hiding it, even though at this point I would still smoke a lot less than I would have in the past, but I'd still struggle to quit it completely. It would have had an impact on friendships and just from limiting my opportunities to go out or socialise, where I would have chosen smoking cannabis over meeting other friends who didn't, and that would have ruined friendships over the years. But I suppose I've just hidden it from my family to the point where they wouldn't really know about it. But that's one thing as well, just which is a major point. It's the majority of cannabis smokers would be young male adults. It could be so widespread around the country, people wouldn't have any idea. Not compared to even other illegal drugs, that cannabis can be found in every village and town in the country.
And James, what do you make then of the argument that we should legalise it and regulate it?
On one side of it, maybe in regulating it, you're going to know more about the actual constituents of the cannabis product and the level of THC or the other chemicals. But at the same time, if it was legal to purchase, it could end up contributing to developing mental health issues in future younger generations. Even though legalizing it in other countries wouldn't have seen a massive increase in use, but it could reduce the amount of criminal convictions for people with small quantities of cannabis. But on the overall picture, I think it would lead to an increase in mental health situations for young people. You know, even if young people are smoking cannabis at the moment, that they just realise that what it can become if people abuse it. I know Blindboy might have talked about yesterday about, you know, you can have everything in moderation, but if people are using it to try and, even if they are continuing to use it, to try and at least limit it to just one evening a week or something like that, not to let it develop into a major problem.
Yeah, well, listen, James, we do really appreciate you getting in touch with us and sharing your story. Thank you so much.
Thanks.